Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Okay, on to our next interview. It is that time of the week where we are joined by our prayer coach. And it's really, if you haven't heard it before, we get people from different Christian traditions and they come along and they give us their advice on spiritual health. You know, we look after so many other areas in our life, whether it's our nutrition or our diet, and our spiritual health is the most important, I feel. Last week, we were chatting to JP Johnson and he was giving us prayer tips for young adults. And this week, I'm delighted to welcome back to this show, but first time on the air with me, Reverend Gary McDowell, his minister at Greystones Presbyterian Church in County Wicklow. And today we're going to be talking about getting ready. Specifically, okay, I know it's the 29th of November, so I'm almost, Gary, able to say getting ready for Christmas. First of all, thanks a million for coming into studio.
It's great to be here.
You know, when people think of preparing for Christmas, sadly, myself included, a lot of the things we think about is the shopping. What am I going to cook? Presents. How am I going to save? But this year, will I put up a Christmas tree for the baby? Should I get something to cover it? You know, all these things.
Of course you're going to have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I got to just get a playpen to cover it. But these are the concerns, yeah, rather than actually, how do we prepare for what Christmas is all about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And sometimes you can feel that you're preparing too early as well. We normally put our Christmas tree up on the first weekend of December, which is this Saturday.
Okay.
My wife wanted to get a tree this week. And I said, that's a bit early, is it? You know, it seems very early. But preparation is part of the joy of everything, isn't it? I mean, you had a baby recently, and part of the expectation over those 9 months was looking forward to that and making plans for that, and that was part of the excitement of it all.
I had all the apps telling me every week all the changes that were going on and the size of fruit that the baby was, and lots of excitement. And I mean, it's anticipation is one of the big bills.
Absolutely,
to Christmas, but as you say, it's so early these days. I mean, I was in a shopping centre about 2 weeks ago and there was Christmas trees everywhere and Christmas music, and I thought, get me out of here.
You sound like an old person,
I
Wendy,
know.
For goodness sake. Come
on,
listen
like
up.
I like the Grinch. How do you prepare for Christmas?
Well,
you're going to get your tree this weekend. What else do you do?
Well, I might not get the tree this weekend. But just what I was thinking, because Advent begins this weekend, and Advent is a word that means coming. We're anticipating the coming of Jesus. And as people who follow Jesus, we're anticipating his second coming, which could happen at any time. But Christmas can be very consumer-based. It can be very, very busy. And it can just, for some people, it's great in that they want to forget about the cares of life and just throw themselves into party, party, party. For others, it can be difficult. But preparation to get the best out of it would be a really useful thing to do.
So where would you start?
Well, like in anything, you've got to make a plan, I suppose. These things just don't happen. I need to make a plan as well. I'm not very good at these things. Although I talk about these things, doesn't mean I'm an expert in any way. But in thinking about, you know, planning for a baby or planning for a holiday, planning is really important. And so easily we can lose the whole essence of what we're celebrating if we don't really plan. And the essence of Christmas is Christ for anyone who follows Jesus. And we can think about all those preparations of food or gifts, and those are really important as well, or making your plans. But we're not really ready for Christmas if we're not really ready for the Christ child. And it's just hard to do that, some simple things to put in place, a little bit each day. People probably have got Advent calendars at home, and we'll have an Advent calendar, not with a piece of chocolate behind it, but with a Bible verse. My wife writes verses for each day for our whole family. Just it's one little verse every day, but it starts the day very simply with a verse to remind us that this is a season thinking about the Christ child who came, the God who kept his promise and came to us.
I think, is it the Jesse tree as well that has a really cool Advent calendar that you can use with your kids as well, and use it as a way to just centre a part of your day thinking about the meaning of Christmas. What does that mean though? When you say, Gary, you know, Christmas is about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people, that mightn't mean much. How would you explain it?
Well, that's a huge thing. For those of us who are Christians and the Bible taught, what happened at Christmas was an epic event, not something to be missed. It wasn't just a nice little story about a baby. This is an epic event that God promised from the very beginning of time. When Adam and Eve messed up at the very beginning, God gave a promise. He said, I'm going to send someone to sort it all out. And we can look to our politicians and our world, or we could just look at the state of our world and we see it's a world a bit messy. And your previous interview with Mr. Waters would have been kind of touching on some of those kind of things. But God promised to do something. God made a promise. He promised to send someone. And Christmas 2,000 years ago was that someone. It was the Son of God who came to bring, to fix a broken world, to fix broken people. We're all broken. I know. I can look at myself and see that I'm broken in so many ways. And everybody who's listening to this, I'm sure, can look at themselves and say, we are far from perfect. We're all broken. And this was an epic event of a person who came to fix things. And there's no one out there who can look at this world and say, this world does not need fixed. There's stuff going on there all over the world that just says, this is a broken world. And God says, I know it's broken, and here's my plan.
What do you think Jesus would say to those of us who are caught up in the busyness and the commercialism and everything? What would he say to us? What would he say, Wendy, here's the best thing you can do now for the, over the next month?
Yeah. Well, there's that very famous story of Mary and Martha, isn't there?
Yeah.
When Jesus went into their house and Martha was in the kitchen getting frazzled. And she's doing something really good, but she was getting stressed. Mary, on the other hand, was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to what he had to say. And Martha came and said, Jesus, tell this sister of mine to help me. I am stressed out in the kitchen. And Jesus said, Martha, you just need to relax a bit. Choose the better thing, which is what Mary has done. I suppose I'd really say to Wendy as well, and say to Gary, and say to everybody out there, and saying, all those things are really good, but let's get the most important thing in place first. And doing something like a simple verse in the morning, or reading a devotional book, doesn't need to take very long. It could take 10 minutes. It could take less than that. It could take more than that. But just to say, I'm going to take this 10 minutes, or go for a walk in this beautiful countryside, driving here this morning. It was just so beautiful, those hills, those trees. And just say, Lord, speak to me today. Speak to me about what life is all about, what Christmas is all about. It doesn't take long. But if we ask, Jesus said, if you ask, he'll answer. If we seek, we'll find. But it needs, we just need to say, I'm going to take this time. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes. I'm going to take this time, Lord. Or read something, or pray, or just, Lord, speak into my life. What is the meaning of Christmas? What is the meaning of my life? Make it different this year. Let me not be frazzled. Let me not be stressed. Let me not just go by in a whirlwind. Let me just be drunk. But show me the true meaning of this season. And he will. But it takes that decision each day. Or
you have to carve out the time.
Carve out the time, yeah.
When people think of fasting, they probably think of Lent. Do you get involved in fasting in Advent, or is it something we should be thinking about? And I know you can people think as well fasting is just food, but you can fast from TV or Facebook or coffee or lots of different things. Does it help
anything.
You prepare, do you think?
I think it does. Again, I'm not speaking out of an expertise in this, but it's something we've been talking about with some Christian friends recently and thinking, you know, it's something that Jesus just assumed with his disciples. Whenever you pray and fast, this is the way to do it. And I'm sure we do miss out on something maybe when we don't even consider it. And I'm sure we're blessed whenever we do it. It's just a way of saying, Lord, I'm going to, just carving out that time, saying, you're more important to me for this next 30 minutes than that TV program, or you're more important to me than that meal. It's just a way of, because if God is God, you know, what better person can we get to know if he is truly our God than to hang out with them for a bit, or say you're more important than anything, as we wait on them. Yeah.
It's important to do those things in preparation, but we should also be looking forward to Christmas, of course.
That's right.
I think when you really ask people, what does Christmas mean to you? I think a lot of people will say, I love getting together with family. You know, it's a time of year where you get together with family. But again, we can be distracted from that quality time where we're just focused on busyness and work and everything.
That's right. And sometimes getting together with family is out of a sense of duty or guilt, and it's not a pleasant experience for many people. Or Christmas can be a time of loneliness for others who have lost family and people who are on their own, or people who get into awful debt because of Christmas, because of the pressure to buy gifts for so many people. And yet Christmas, in a sense, answers all those questions. You know, Jesus came ultimately to pay our indebtedness to God, you know, ultimately to pay the price of our sin. And in him coming, it shows us that we're not actually alone. So if someone's listening to this today and they feel that they're totally alone, the Christmas story tells us that we're not alone. There's a God who cares and has come to us to be like us, to walk with us, and to give us life in all its fullness. You know, he is, the Bible talks about Jesus being a gift, an incomparable gift, the greatest gift of all. And that's the great message for anybody listening to this. He's the greatest gift. He wants to walk with us through our ups and our downs and eventually give us all eternity. You know, so it's not just for a moment in time. We were saying about, you know, children grow up so quickly. Mm. Life can go by so quickly. With God, things are eternal. They're not confined to 70 years and 10 or whatever length of time we might live on this planet. But actually, it's all a preparation for seeing him face to face. And that is an awesome thing. Which began with this epic event on that first Christmas.
Well, it's been great. If you just joined me, I've been chatting with Reverend Gary McDarrell, who is our prayer coach for this week. Mm. You've given us lots of things to think about and really great ideas in preparation for Christmas. It's been great to have you with us in studio today.
It's been great. And if for anybody who would like to, if you just look up Psalm 130 and read verses 5 to 8, which just talks about waiting on the Lord and finding all the blessing of that. I will wait. I will wait. There's something wonderful about waiting. And we're not very good at waiting, but it'd be a good thing today. So I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. I know it's busy. It's busy for me too. We're busy preparing for our carol service, and it's going to be great. But busyness is good. Stillness is good. But I just pray and wish everybody, and you too, Wendy, a wonderful Christmas.
It's been great to have Reverend Gary McDowell with me in studio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.